Dempse got back out there today. How's he doing?
Who's that?
Quentin Dempse, your safety. How's he doing? And good to have him back, obviously.
Yeah, good to have him back out there. And he's doing good. You know, we'll just have to see. You know, still, you know, probably day to day. But doing good.
When you were talking yesterday about it, you knew at an early age you wanted to be a coach. About when was that, and exactly why did you know you wanted to coach?
I mean, I don't know, John. I mean, it was just, you know, I was probably 9, 10 years old. You know, just basically had good experience with some of the teams that I played on and the coaches that coached me when I was younger, junior high, high school, little league, all that. And, you know, I just love sports and just wanted to get into coaching. Knew it at a pretty early age.
JJ's been back around the facility and on the sideline for the second half of the season. What has his role been as a leader of the defense? Like, how has he helped you out?
Well, he's rehabbing, so that's his number one deal. Is he's you know, working hard in the training room and in the weight room to get back to, you know, to be able to play. And then look, it's great to have him on the sideline. You know, he's he loves being a part of it. He's a great teammate. He loves seeing guys go out there and make plays. You can tell it gives him a lot of joy to see his teammates go out there and play well. So it's just it's been good to have him down there. A lot of beeping going on today, buzzing and beeping. It's a playoff press conference. Yeah, Londonderry, New Hampshire. That's right. No, they've done a good job, Aaron. They've worked hard to improve every year that they've been here. Both Ryan and CJ, both guys have done a nice job in the passing game, and also done a nice job for us in the running game. You know, Steven Anderson's a young player that we think's got a chance to be good. Also, he's made some plays for us this year. Johnny Perry does a great job coaching those guys. So yeah, they've made a lot of improvement.
Bill, when you on defense, you always want to make the opposing quarterback uncomfortable. You coach Tom. Is he the toughest ever in the NFL to try to make uncomfortable in that quarterback position?
I mean, he's like I've said all week long. I mean, he's great at what he does. He's very poised. Has great command of their offense. So it's just, look, like I've said all week, it's just a matter of us going out there and doing what we do. Executing our game plan and trying to play at a high level in every play.
Bill, is John Seibel getting any closer to getting back?
Yeah, you know, look, I think, you know, I would say that's in that day-to-day category.
When you were young and you knew you wanted to coach, the coach you had,
You know, I don't know. I don't know if I could pick out one coach, really. I mean that. I've had a bunch of, when I was growing up and, you know, obviously in high school and then even when I was younger, just growing up in, I grew up in a town called Andover, which is like 20 minutes north of Boston, and it was a great sports town. I mean, little league, baseball, football, basketball, all those things. And so I just had good coaches there, good people there, people that I still keep in touch with. You know, I got a text from a guy named Joe Arabino, who's a guy that was an athletic director at Merrimack College, was my little league coach however many years ago. You know, guys like that. And then in high school, where I went to high school, in Massachusetts, was one of the best high schools. And a lot of it was because of the sports teams and the coaches that they had there. And just played for a lot of good people that, you know, did a nice job coaching and teaching teamwork and things like that. And I love that.
Bill, just a thought on the Patriots' offensive line. It's been healthy all season long. How important is that, what you see on film, of having that continuity? What has the return of Dante Scarnecchia meant to them?
Yeah, you know, I was very fortunate to work with Dante for 5 years. He's an excellent coach. I mean, very detailed, very hardworking. Been doing it for a long time. You know, a guy that really demands a lot out of his players in many different ways. The detail of the play, the detail of the technique, you know, just does a great job, and I have a lot of respect for him. And I think, you know, that was, you know, big for them to get him back there. You know, those guys have played really well. Obviously familiar with Nate Solder and Marcus Cannon. Those guys were there when I was there. They're excellent tackles. that have played well. The inside guys, those guys weren't there when I was there, but you can tell how well coached they are and the type of players they are. You know, Thuney's an excellent player, and he's a guy that, you know, in the tradition of the Patriots offensive line with guys like Logan Mankins and, you know, Matt Light, guys like that, Dan Copen, the guys that were there when I was there. I mean, that's a lot to live up to, and those guys have played well for him. You know, Andrews at center and Shaq Mason at guard, you know, and then even their sixth and seventh guys go in there and play well for him. It's a testament to those players and to Dante.
Bill, because of the way you've watched Brock go through his preparations for each game, regular season or otherwise, you anticipate he'll do the same thing, properly prepare for a, you know, tough environment, first road playoff start, things like that?
Oh, yeah. No, he's very prepared. I mean, he works very hard at his preparation. You know, he's got the film at home. He's got the film. He's, you know, he's got his iPad with him everywhere he goes. And so, he's very prepared. We had a good practice today. And just, you know, everybody's excited about the challenge. We know it's challenging, but we're all excited about it. Yeah.
With that in mind, the night before a game, what are the kind of the basics of what you're trying to do with your team, and how kind of, I don't know, sacred of the word is that time together, that last night?
Yeah, no, we like, you know, look, going on the road is it's a good time for your team because, you know, it's basically just you and the players and the coaches and the support staff, the trainers, the equipment guys, the video guys, the operation guys. You know, that's kind of the crew, and it's a good crew. And it is a sacred time. I mean, the night before the game, basically, it's just reminding these guys what the keys to the game are for the Houston Texans. You know, what those keys are in all three phases, and then you know, it's pro football. It's about going out there and trying to perform at a high level on every play. But again, being on the road, being you know, with your team, that's something that we all enjoy as coaches. Yeah, no, certainly. I mean, talking offensively, obviously, yeah. No, I mean, there were things that they did with Jacoby that, you know, that they do in their offense. You know, their game plan offense, though. They're, you know, I think you have two different teams from what they were in September. Certainly we're different, and certainly they're different. You know, obviously Jacoby was in that first game, obviously Tom now in this game. So, you know, there's some things that we have to definitely be prepared for that they do in every game, but then there's things that, you know, we're going to have to get lined up quickly, communicate, and understand that, you know, there may be some things that they show us that we haven't seen. That's the type of offense they are. That's what makes them go, and we've got to be able to handle that.
Bill, obviously without giving away too much, but what's the challenge or how do you beat Brady before the snap without, you know, showing him hiding what you want to do, or because he's so good at, you know, picking that apart?
I mean, I don't know, James. He's seen it all. You know what I mean? I mean, it's really just a matter of you know, really fundamental football. The thing about the Patriots is that they're a very fundamentally sound team. You know, you're going to have to go in there and beat them. They're not going to beat themselves. You know, they're not going to jump off sides. You know, they're going to take care of the ball. They don't beat themselves, and so I think that's more the key than it is all the you know the exotics that you can draw up to try to do this or do that. You have to go in there and you have to play good, smart, tough, disciplined football, and you have to play every play. Every single play in the playoffs is a very, very important play, and everybody's just got to go in there and do their job at the highest level. That's a difficult task against the Patriots, but that's what we're talking about. No, look, he's done a good job of understanding you know, what the defense is showing him, the type of play that we have called. Maybe it's a choice of two plays, and he's been able to get us into the right play, and he's done a nice job. He's done a nice job, like you said, of, you know, taking care of the football, and he's thrown the ball accurately, and he's done a good job of managing the offense.
Bill,